Okay. So Allah doesn't care about your blood relationship. Allah cares about faith relationship. Now, the criteria, what faith is, if this is the earth, if this is earth, and this is heaven. If this is earth and this is heaven. Got it? Now, the blood relationship, it is an earthly, is it an earthly relationship or heavenly relationship?
Earthly.
Earthly. So blood relationship is earthly. How about the faith relationship? Is it heavenly or earthly?
Heavenly.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in Jannah, is it possible for non-Muslims to go?
No.
I'm sorry?
Is it possible for non-Muslims to go to Jannah?
Okay, let me do something better than that for you, because instead of saying, is it possible for non-Muslims to go to Jannah? Let's leave that to Allah and say something else. Is it possible for me to have a relationship with a non-Muslim? The answer is yes. But there's a condition that this non-Muslim, I mean, it's a relationship, the answer is yes, no exception. But marriage relationship, okay, for you girls, you're not permitted to have a marriage relationship with other than a Muslim. For you boys, you're limited into Christians and Jews when you want to have a marriage relationship. Marriage.
Christian,
Jews, and Muslims. Yes? She's asking me, do the non-believers go to, is it possible to go to Jannah? So I changed the question. I said, let's leave that to Allah and let's ask whatever is relevant to us. Because it's not relevant to us how Allah is going to judge them. What is relevant to us, can I have a relationship with them? As friends, yes. As friends, yes. As neighbors, yes. You know, as dear friends, yes. As a husband for you, no. As a wife for you, only if they are non-Muslim Christians or non-Muslim Jews. Now the question is, you might ask me and say, is this fair? How could this be fair? Huh?
Why? Like, why are we limited to Muslims, Christians, and Jews? And those people are only...
Only Muslims. This is what I'm trying to say.
There's a big similarity in religion.
Okay. Now, let me explain why. The man of the house, in many cultures, the man of the house has an advantage over his wife. Like, the man of the house is having a big influence on the house. Okay? Don't look at the United States. Allah does not make laws just for the United States. Allah makes laws for all nations. Many, many cultures and many, many nations, the man of the house has an advantage that does not exist for the woman in the house, his wife. So, because he's the man of the house, he's always having an advantage. Now, in Islam, verse 5, chapter 5, protects the rights of the non-Muslim wives, Christian wives and Jewish wives. They are protected, so you cannot mess with them. But you can't force them out of religion, you can't harass them because they have a different religion. They basically, by Quran, by religion, you are allowed to have a wife that is non-Muslim and you don't bug her or drive her crazy because of that. Now, for the Muslim wives, the man of the house has an advantage over them in many, many cultures. Many cultures are like that, and that is almost like 99% of the case. The main exceptions are the United States are very limited exception. The United States is like 2.5% of the population of the world, but we have a lot more population than the United States, and the man of the house has an advantage. Now, if the man of the house has an advantage on you, his other religion doesn't tell him that he can marry you. You understand that? If you marry a Christian husband, his Christianity is not telling him that it's okay to marry you, a Muslim wife. So if this person decides to take his religion seriously, he's going to run into trouble. What is the trouble? the Bible doesn't allow me to have you. And I want to take the Bible seriously. So now you either have to convert or you get out of my house or whatever relationship. Or he will harass you to get out of your religion. Why? Because there's no verse 5, chapter 5 to protect the Muslim wife in the Bible. The Quran protects the non-Muslim wife, but the Bible, the Torah, does not protect the Muslim wife. You understand? You got it? You understand? So in Islam, they have a protection. The non-Muslim wives have protection. But the Muslim wives have no protections in other religions. So that's why the man of the house has an advantage. So this is why it's for your protection. Go ahead.
What if they have, like, different religions from both parents? Like, what if...
Their children?
Like, what if their mom is Christian, but their dad is Muslim?
Yeah, it will. One of the religions would prevail.
No, but then like, what if the kid is mostly just Christian or has tattoos?
What? You mean the child? What is it?
No,
the question?
If you have one Muslim child, one Christian child, obviously one religion would prevail. You can't be Muslim and Christian.
Yes, one religion would prevail.
Like, no, because he's like half Muslim, because he's from Pakistan.
No, hold on. That child will choose either going to church or going to the mosque, right? That child will choose to either go to the church or the mosque or don't go to either. Okay? So, when you marry a non-Muslim wife, you need to keep in mind this. Go ahead.
Wait, so like when he's like 18 or 16 or I don't know whatever age, like he has to decide, like he can decide which one.
Yeah, usually that person will decide. Either going to church or the mosque or ignore both. Huh? There's no protection to the wife because Bible does not protect the non-Christian wife or the non-Jewish, and the Old Testament does not protect the non-Muslim, the non-Jewish wife. Go ahead.
What if to be respectful to both the parents, they do both religions? Like
they will feel a problem. They will feel a problem right away. They will feel the conflict. And then they will decide to go one way or the other or ignore both. Most likely they ignore both. Or some of them take. And this is something that you need to keep in mind. Well, don't say how you made that decision. You made that decision to marry this Christian wife. Okay, you have to respect her religion. And you have to respect if your children chose Christianity. You made the decision. So you eat it. Go ahead.
So basically a Christian guy can marry a Muslim.
Wait, but then if we, like, so basically if you want to marry them, you have to get them to convert?
What?
For females?
No, they don't get them to convert. They have to convert not to just marry you. You understand?
Yeah.
They have to convert from their heart. Because some people... Some Muslim girls, they want to marry non-Muslim guys. They just bring them to the masjid, and the non-Muslim guy says, the imam says, repeat after me, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan, Rasulullah. Okay, now can he marry her? Okay, that is a deception because the reality is the guy is not a Muslim. The guy is just doing that to marry the girl. Okay?
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, so technically you have to become you have to become Muslim with your heart, not
yes,
for
by
like
heart.
A worldly pleasure reason.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be Muslim by heart before you can marry a Muslim girl. Now, if the Muslim girl would do this to herself, and later on she decided to take Islam seriously, she would have a big problem because she has to get out of the marriage.
Divorce.
And many people, by the way, young people, don't take the religion seriously. It happens a lot. Once they grow and become more mature towards their 40s, they start taking the religion seriously. And then they have a problem. I have a problem. Why? Because now I'm taking my religion seriously and my religion does not allow me to have a Muslim wife. On the other hand, same to you. If you start taking your religion seriously, yes, if your religion, if you're not taking your Islam seriously now, and then you decide to take it seriously at the age of 40 or something, you will have a problem. You have to separate from your husband. Same thing for...
But is divorce, like, illegal?
No, it's not.
Divorce is legal, but you're going to have a problem. You're going to rip apart your family. It's not lawful for you to have a relationship with this man. Go ahead.
But isn't that, like, where the part about family love blinds the eye come in?
Exactly. Love will blind your eye when you're young, and you don't see what is the consequences that are coming. So look at what Prophet Nuh asked Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got angry and he replied harshly to him, like in an angry way to him. So Prophet Nuh, did you start arguing? No, you don't argue with Allah. Once Allah will tell you, can you talk back? No. Can you argue with Allah? No. That's it. He said, Ya Allah, forgive me. He said, Ya Allah, what?
Forgive me.
Now you need to see here something else. The failure in the family is the worst failure. Now Prophet Nuh didn't care about all these bad guys drowning, but his heart was burning when he saw what? His son. So the worst failure is the failure in your family. So that is the second thing, is that worst failure is the failure in your family. Worst is the failure in your family. It hurts the most.
I don't know if that's correct.
You got it? It hurts the most. Go ahead. Oh, you go online and you will find that the homework will be to summarize the class and to memorize Surat Hud. Ayah 42. If you don't memorize Surah Baqarah, then you do memorize Surah Baqarah.
If you didn't. Wait, what? We memorized the Surah Baqarah?
So, did you test everybody in Surah Baqarah?
I tested everybody on whatever Surah they
did. Okay, perfect. Did you distinguish?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, now, you are... We finished the story of Prophet Nuh, and we finished the lessons to learn. So if your dad says, my son, come with me and don't go with your bad friends. Don't tell him now, like the son of Prophet Nuh. Now. Now. I know better than that. I want nothing to do with you. I know better than that. I know what? Better.
Yeah, get me water. Go get me some food. Yeah. Put this away from me.
Yes, no, they are teaching you how to be. No, they're teaching you how to be kind to them.
No, my dad always says, I'm teaching you to be a good puppy.
Also, another thing is that he's teaching you to be a housewife, you know. You will have to care for your children. Your kids, you have to bring the water for your kids. You have to care for your kids.